give us an update on where the roads are at as of Tuesday morning.
Well, we had quite a bit of clearing on Monday afternoon. The crews made some good progress once the snow stopped on Monday afternoon, and we were actually starting to see some pavement in some areas. Overnight, our District 1 crews went to standby mode. They were available for emergency call-out and also were working on equipment, making repairs, and replacing plow blades. All of our crews were coming back into full strength at about 5 o'clock this morning, and that'll put them on the road, in the next little bit here, and they'll be hitting it hard this morning. The main issue you're going to see for travel today, even though some of the main routes are getting fairly clear, we still have a lot of snow piled up at intersections, a lot of the furrows from the windrows from where we've plowed it off of the main roads is going to be blocking some of the secondary roads and driveways. So unless you have a vehicle that has sufficient ground clearance to get over some of those piles of snow, travel is really going to be difficult through the day today. So we're continuing to ask people to avoid unnecessary travel again today.
What are you anticipating roads looking like by the end of the week?
Well, our temperatures, last time I looked, our high temperatures were going to be maybe in the low 20s. Our overnight lows were going to be down around in the single digits. I know we had some reporting stations last night that were reporting zero. So it's just the extreme cold, particularly overnight. We just don't make a lot of progress at night. That's the reason I made the decision to go on to standby mode overnight. Once the temperature drops below about 18 degrees, our salt and other ice-fighting chemicals become pretty ineffective. And so we're probably not going to see a lot of improvement other than up in the day. If we get some sunshine that helps pavement warm up, that will help a little bit. But this snow is not going to go away probably until maybe Friday or Saturday. So we're going to have some really difficult driving conditions out there through the entire week. And again, the overnight temperatures being down near zero and maybe below zero on Wednesday night creates the potential for refreezing. That's the reason we quit salting on Monday, because we didn't want to melt the snow and then just have it refreeze overnight. So, it's going to be really tough going even through about Friday.
All right, Keith, thank you.
Let's all be careful out there.